This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to talk to you.
I usually try to start my interviews off with a few fun questions.
Let me ask you one quick question. Honest question.
Sure.
Honest. Did you like The Other Guys?
Oh, I love The Other Guys. It's hysterical.
Nice.
Yeah, later in this interview, I'm going to ask you about working with Adam McKay again, because I know that's something that's on your radar. Okay, so the big question, of course, I have to start with is, can the Patriots win the Super Bowl?
Oh, my gosh, of course. You know what's funny? I just texted Tom Brady. He actually texted me a picture of him and Vince Wilfork in the locker room, and they're wearing he's wearing an Aquahydrate hat. And, you know, it's a company that Vince and I are involved with, and we're getting Tom involved with. And then I told him that, yes, we just hired an incredible CEO to run the company and also go get that ring. And I just sent him back a picture with me holding up the Patriots helmet.
That's just awesome on so many ways. I grew up in Massachusetts. I'm a huge Patriots fan.
Oh, man, they're going to do it. You know what? The defense is going to start clicking. The Ravens are going to end up losing, and the Steelers are going to end up losing. Right? So we're going to either play the Texans or the Bengals.
Yeah, the
AFC Championship.
I hear you, but the Bengals quarterback has the flu right now and isn't practicing, so I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay. Steelers are banged up. The Ravens are choking. And then I also think that Green Bay, I think we're going to end up playing Detroit or San Francisco.
Listen, I really hope you're right. I agree with you, the defense, if they show up, we're all set.
And listen, Brady has, every game that they've lost, they've beaten themselves. So, let's just hope.
I agree. Let's move on, otherwise I'm going to run out of time, because I could talk for 15 minutes on the Patriots. What was, another fun question for you, when was the last time you picked up a microphone to sing, even for karaoke?
A long time. I rap in the car with my kids, though. But actually, having a microphone in my hand, it's been a long time.
Okay, you've become this huge producer in Hollywood. You're in tight with Tom Brady and all these other people. What is it going to take to get a Dunkin' Donuts in L.A.?
Oh man, I don't know. You know what? I'm not a big coffee guy, but I love the donuts.
Me too. I figure if anyone can make it happen, it's you.
I would think they would. You know, they would do great here.
I agree.
They're in New York. They're in a lot of other places.
We're on the same page. Okay, now let me jump into why I'm actually on the phone with you. When did you first see Rijkovic, Rotterdam? Did you see it before, like, Contraband was coming together? Like, you saw it on your own, or did you see it as...
They sent us a copy of it. Somebody at our agency had seen it, and they signed Baltazar, and we just fell in love with it. So we said immediately, we have to have the rights to this. And then we went and hired Aaron, who is also a Boston native of Brockton, and he wrote the script. We were tasked to do another one of his movies, and we just thought he was really talented, and he responded to the material right away. So he went off and rewrote the script, and then we met with Baltazar and thought, you know what, who better to direct it than him?
Sure. Was this one of these projects that came together super fast, or...?
It came together pretty quick. You know, Aaron's a really quick writer. We responded to the material right away. Baltazar wanted to do it. We went out and sold it. You know, there was a lot of buzz around Fighter, so it made it a little easier to set it up. And also, you know, we knew with Baltazar we could do it for a number that everybody would be really comfortable with. And we get a lot more bang for our buck because he's made a lot of movies for very little money. And he knows how to really stretch the budget.
Was there one particular thing about the story, the setting, that really turned you on to it, that said, I really want to make this, or was it a combination of factors?
Well, it was a lot of things, but the big thing that stood out to me as an actor is I love this character and how he handled things and reacted to things, and there were a lot of different curveballs, and all of it seemed like it could happen, and it was real, you know, and it had a grittiness to it that I liked a lot. And so, and then, of course, the fun of it, I also thought was very appealing.
Sure. How hard is it to pretend to be in love with Kate Beckinsale?
Not that hard. And more important, I got to like her more after I realized how tough she was and how real she was, you know, because, you know, she, first of all, she's English, and when she starts talking, you see the sophistication. But, you know, the first day, she's being wrapped up in that plastic and the cement, and she just jumped right in.
Talk a little bit about filming in New Orleans. Is there a particular restaurant that you ate at again and again and again?
Yes, and I keep going back there. This place called Vincent's is an Italian place.
That's shocking. You would go to an Italian place in New Orleans from Boston, what?
Yeah.
It's
fantastic. I'm actually going back down to New Orleans. I'm shooting a movie there now. I'm getting ready to go back down there, and I absolutely love it.
I know you filmed on a real ship, and that's one of the cool things is, you know, you have that claustrophobic feeling. Talk a little bit about filming on the real ship and what that was like in terms of, you know, for the production.
And we had to film on the real ship. You know, it's like a city in itself. You know, it's so gigantic. And, you know, we were lucky that we got a big boat. At one time, I know Baltazar was very worried because they wanted us to film on a smaller boat. And we couldn't have that. So we fought the fight and got the big boat.
You've done, listen, man, I've seen all your movies. You've done a ton of action scenes. Was there anything in Contraband that made you nervous to film? Or have you sort of, like, done every possible action-type sequence where you know what you're doing with everything?
Yeah, I've pretty much done it all. But, you know, and in this one, I was usually always on the winning end of those kind of fights and stuff with my co-stars. So that made it a lot of fun to be able to kick the crap out of those guys, even though I very much like and respect those guys. But, you know, it's part of the job.
Sure. How are you for preparing, like, for these action scenes? Like, before you're getting ready to film, are you hitting the gym a little bit more? Are you, you know, taking some training classes? I mean, how is it as an actor to do these kind of things?
I mean, I'll do whatever I have to do to prepare physically and mentally for a movie, but with this particular movie, this was right after we had finally finished Fighter and it was coming out and I had stopped training, so I was just eating like a pig and drinking a lot of wine. And then we were going through all the award season stuff with Fighter while we were shooting, so I really didn't have a lot of time to train and stuff. But this didn't seem like the kind of guy who was in the gym anyway. You know, he was running a small business, trying to take care of and provide for his family. And then, you know, he'd have to go out and, you know, jump on the boat and dive right into this thing. So not a lot of that stuff.
Some actors like two takes, the Clint Eastwood method. Some actors enjoy the David Fincher method of 50 takes. Where do you fall on that scale?
However long it takes to get it right. Whatever the director's happy, I'm happy.
Have you ever done 50 takes on anything?
I don't think 50, but I remember on Boogie Nights there were a couple times where we did a lot of takes. But there was a lot of big shots that were just one single shot, so, you know, it took a lot to get it right.
Yeah, and it shows. That movie is awesome. We mentioned at the beginning Adam McKay. I definitely have to ask you, what's the status of Three Mississippi, or is it called Turkey Bowl? I'm not really sure.
It was originally called Turkey Bowl, and now they're calling it Three Mississippi. I think they're just doing some additional work on the script, and I'm hopefully going to see Will is also shooting in New Orleans, so I'm going to catch up with him when I get back down there next week. I'm going to go visit him.
Yeah, as I said, man, I love the other guys. Is working with Will and Adam McKay again like a priority for you?
For sure. For sure. Even for my own personal satisfaction. I mean, these guys are just so cool and so fun. It's like every day, because I was really kind of shy when I met them and, you know, reserved, and then they kept trying to, like, push me to open up, and then, you know, once I open up, I'm a crazy person. You know, I can't stop, and then I was worried that, you know, they were going to say, all right, calm down. Look, now you got to be professional at some point. We got to shoot, but they never told me that. They encouraged me to get crazier and crazier, which really made me feel comfortable and confident in putting myself out there and, you know, in a place that's not necessarily in my comfort zone.
Do you envision a similar kind of relationship? Because you guys had great chemistry on screen. Do you, for the next project for Three Mississippi, is it sort of that kind of similar tone where you're each playing that kind of a character, or are you switching the dynamics?
You know what? I'll let you see what the rewrite is. I think they've amped it up a lot. We're not friends in this one. You know, even though in the other guys there was a lot of tension between us, but, you know, you still could tell that these guys really loved each other.
Totally. I definitely have to ask you about the Fighter sequel. Obviously, there is a lot of meat still on the story that you guys didn't cover in the first film. Is there any update on you guys doing it? Is doing it a priority for you?
It's definitely a priority, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be a sequel. It really is kind of its own thing about the Ward Gotti wars and this crazy relationship that came out of these fights. You know, after the first fight, they became very close friends, yet two more times they went in there and they tried to kill each other and caused a lot of physical and mental damage that you know, was really kind of took a toll on them and certainly still takes a toll on Mickey to this day. And Scott Silver is going to be writing it, and hopefully he's writing as we speak.
Do you hope to maybe be filming that this year or next year?
Well, sooner rather than later. I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger, although Stallone did film Rocky VI when he was 60.
Very true.
They filmed the first one when he was 29, but I would like to do it within the next year and a half.
Definitely have to ask you about the status of an Entourage movie. Is there any movement on that?
Yeah, Doug Ellen is hopefully writing the script right now as we speak as well.
Yeah,
and hopefully Pete Berg is writing the John Roberts movie, which came from the Cocaine Cowboys. And hopefully Ian is writing my movie with me and Justin Bieber. And I'm waiting, you know, it's like waiting on writers. It's like, you know, I got to start writing, too.
Yeah, is that definitely going to happen, you and Justin Bieber? And are you surprised about the level of interest in that one?
No. I remember going into Paramount and talking about it, and within 5 minutes they were like, we'll do it. It's because it's more like The Color of Money, you know? It's the kind of best way I can kind of, the thing I can compare it to. You know, I got to kind of reluctantly mentor this kid, and you know, but I'm really hustling him too. Hey, I don't know if you've ever seen him play basketball, but he's incredible.
I have not seen him play basketball, but I am curious, does the project have a title?
Not yet.
I definitely have to also work.
We're calling it Wall Beaver right now.
I recently spoke to William Monahan, and he said to me that he has an idea, or he knows the story of the Departed sequel, how it would take place before, during, and after the Departed. Sounds really cool. Do you think that movie will ever happen?
Bill and I went into the studio to talk about it, and you know, if they want to do it, I would like to do it because I love his idea, and I think it could be great. I don't think it's, you know, for the sake of a paycheck. I really think that, you know, it was based on a trilogy, and I think there's two really interesting movies there.
Did you go pitch the studio recently, or was this a little while ago?
This is a while ago. I mean, I don't remember exactly how long ago, but we went in, you know, we talked, we had a conversation, and then we met up, and then we went and talked to the guys over at Warner Brothers.
By the way, I really do appreciate you talking about all these other things. And another thing I was curious about, you were rumored to be attached to Pain and Gain, which was the Michael Bay movie. I heard you dropped out of it. Was there any reason that you didn't want to do it?
No, I didn't drop out of it yet either. They're waiting on a rewrite for the script.
Oh, I read something that you had dropped out, so you still could possibly do it.
Yeah, I didn't drop, not that I know of. Maybe they dropped me.
I heard it was you dropped the project, but I would love to clarify that.
No, I just spoke to Ari, who represents me as well as Michael, and we're waiting on the script.
Interesting. So I heard it could be you and Dwayne Johnson. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, we talked about Dwayne, and he's talked about, you know, he's got some great ideas for the cast, and, you know, I think it's going to be something that people are going to be very surprised that Michael's going to do, but I think he's going to do a great job with it.
Well, I know the story of this thing. Have you read? You've obviously read the story, and who would you be? Say it again.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, they better tell me quick so I can get out there and start bulking up. I got the gym. I'm ready to go.
Exactly. Have you seen a rough cut of Ted yet? And how crazy is it?
I haven't. I was supposed to see it this week, but they asked to give us two more weeks to see it, which I said fine, whatever Seth wants to do. But I know it's going to be bananas.
Yeah, I can only imagine. His imagination is crazy. Could you sort of talk about working with him on that film, and did you have to do or say anything that you had to take a step back and debate if you wanted to say it?
Quite a few things, and I wanted a disclaimer at the beginning of the movie saying that all these things were written by Seth MacFarlane, not me. I didn't improvise any of it, and, you know, he's got to take full responsibility.
I understand. So
my, all the people he offended. But it is off the charts. Working with him was a dream. I mean, he's such a sweet guy, such a generous guy. I just had a blast. I had a blast. It was one of those occasions where it's like a, you know, like an Adam McKay or like a Tim Burton, where you just can't wait to get to the set and be around the guy and, you know, watch him do his thing. It was one of those special occasions.
Yeah, I sincerely cannot wait to see it. I love the guy.
So, Steve, we're going to have to wrap up.
Hold me on this. You probably shouldn't write about this, but I think between you and I, there may be there's a lot of talk about a spot of on the Super Bowl.
Oh, for Ted.
Yeah,
that wouldn't surprise me in the least. I got to wrap with you, but just real quick, I know you're doing, I believe, Broken City right now. You're filming that. So do you know what you're doing after that, or are you sort of just waiting on scripts, and then that will determine what you do next?
Waiting on scripts and waiting on a couple big stars to say yes or no.
I completely understand, man. I really appreciate you giving me so much time today, and good luck with everything, and you have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.